of God, the prosperity of God, the blessing of God dwells with us via our obedience when we build God a tabernacle, when our life becomes a living tabernacle. In fact, I call the tabernacle of Moses the tabernacle of obedience, because that's where they use their physical body, their physical actions, intentions, mindset to obey God, so as a united Israel to build God a tabernacle. And that tabernacle, when obedience was finished and complete and become a form of a tabernacle, God dwelt with Israel. What am I trying to say? In the book of Ezekiel chapter 45, yeah, verse 18 to 24 says that, thus says the Lord, in the first month of the first day of the month, yeah, you shall offer a bull without blemish and cleanse the sanctuary. Yeah. So the first day of the month of Nisan is a time of offering. Okay. The offering that we give to God. And then it says, and the priest shall offer the sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the temple, in the four corners ledge of the altar, and on the gateposts of the gate in the inner court. We all have doorposts of protection where God and spiritual energies enters into our lives. But on those doorposts, it's protected via our obedience towards God, so that the enemy cannot come in, because he sees the obedience over our entrance of our hearts, our mind, our ovaries, if it's a woman. Okay? So, and on the seventh day of Nisan, yeah, which is 7 days after the first day of the month of Nisan, which begins the month of Nisan, on the seventh day you shall offer a sin offering again, sins committed unintentionally or ignorantly. So this is the seventh day. Yeah. We need to connect into the offering of these offerings so that we can connect into the power and the anointing of God. I'm not going to keep my message too long, because I wanted that we enter into these offerings. The first one was on the first moon. Yeah, I don't know if some of you contributed towards that. And the second one now is today, 7 days after the first moon, or the beginning of the month of Nisan. It falls today. And God is saying that on this day you shall offer a sin offering. And then we shall have another offering on the 14th, which is Passover. And that offering is divided up in seven dimensions, which are the seven seals, which are the seven spirits, which are the seven churches, which are the seven continents, which are the 72 expressions in Adam, or the 72 elders or expressions that are expressed via the languages and the different. So that will be on the 14th. We shall give that offering that is in the seven dimensions. But today is the sin offering that we commit intentionally and ignorantly. This is when we are offering it. Yeah. And why do we give these offerings or sin offering in this month? Because it's a month of obedience. It's the month when we obey. Why? Because disobedience came and it spread like a virus, like a COVID-19 among us, a contagious virus that was mutating in our nature. And we are in this covenant. Things, people drink alcohol, people get addicted, people go in places where they violate their own health. Why? Because there is a covenant with death that we entered into. And it's not in our power to destroy it via our own strength, human strength. But we've got to come back to that vibrating energy from the beginning. In the book of Exodus, in the month of Nisan, which is March, April, when it's springtime, when the woman's ovary was open, because this is the time when the earth opens up. So the enemy timed that time when she's open, and she was open for intimacy. And because of her not knowing certain things, she was ignorant, yeah, not being educated and enlightened in certain things. So those things that she never knew, she was violated. She opened up herself towards the enemy, and the enemy entered into her ovary and he transformed it into a colony where he plants his own intentions and his own agendas. Until today, we are falling in this sin. Yeah, but God turns it around when we obey in the month of Nisan. So today, we have the seventh day of Nisan, and we are offering an offering, which is called sins that are committed intentionally and ignorantly. They could be ancestral sins coming from our lineage. We are committing them, but we don't know that we are doing them. They are ancestral. They are passed down from our ancestral soul ties, negative behaviors, energies. And we are committing them against God during this season. But God says that you bring an offering that God will purge us and cleanse us through this offering. And we shall reconnect back to the obedience and the purity and the consecrated mindset of God in our lives. So I won't stretch my message beyond than this, but you can ask questions if there is anybody who has questions concerning this message for today. Okay?